darling, I wish that I'd known of the world for my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
I know there are many people out there that are having hard times, and I wanted to share my story with you about how I became rich, like literally overnight. So give a listen and take some notes. I know there are many people out there that here we are together. So I pray this information will bless you tremendously and to help you get out of any situation you're in. Many people are looking for good investments in life and so on. So hopefully sharing this will change your mind how to live your life and about the investments you make in life. And the investment I'm going to tell you about today is something that anyone can do. And I did it. And so basically, I was growing up in New York, and I did not have any spiritual background at all. I did not have any understanding or formal teaching about how to make money. I grew up in an environment where it was about survival of the fittest. I grew up in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, and on many levels, that's what it's about. And still today, about survival of the fittest. So I wanted to get on here, and I felt it was finally time for me to share this with people, because people need to know the key to success and how to become successful and rich, which is what so many of you are interested in, right? So when I was a teenager, I got I made several mistakes, and my parents were both Jewish and are Jewish, and they left it up to me to decide what I wanted to do with my spiritual life and how I wanted to handle that. And I pretty much, with my own mind and my own thinking, became an atheist and believed, you know, that God can't be, you know, God can't overtrump science. You know, science is science. When you're dead, you're dead, and that's the end. So do the best while you're here, because there's nothing else left. So that's what I thought. And, you know, as like all young people, I had in my ideas that I wanted to make as much money as possible in life and be rich in life. And in high school, that's all I thought about, is how can I make money and how can I play sports? So those were like two of the biggest things that I was excited about. Well, I started working very early on Wall Street and learning about investments and just learning about working for other people and the 9-to-5 job lifestyle. And I was learning about that. And then when I was got out of high school at 19 years old, I started to experience some major health problems. At 19 years old, folks, at 19 years old, I started to develop some stomach issues. And I've had stomach issues prior to that, but like most people with a stomach ache, they would go away, but they weren't going away. And I was like, wow. And, you know, then I, you know, so I went to the doctor. At the time I had drug insurance, which most people call health insurance, but I call it drug insurance, but it doesn't pay for health, it pays for drugs, right? So I went to the doctor, and the doctors, the first couple of times they told me I had food poisoning. They said, you have food poisoning. So I was like, wow. Sounds like you had a mild case of food poisoning. And after that happened like two or three times, I'm like, either somebody's trying to kill me or these doctors are incorrect in what they're telling me. And so I used my so-called medical insurance or my drug insurance, and I went to a so-called specialist, and she was special, all right. She ran a whole bunch of tests and more tests and more tests. And she diagnosed me with something called inflammatory bowel disease, which is also known as ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. And this was many years ago. And at the time, a lot of people didn't know what that was. It wasn't really that popular, but what it is inflammation of the colon. And that's what I had. And that's what they told me. And they gave me a whole bunch of drugs and they said, go home and have a nice day. Well, I was trained growing up to listen to the doctors. I was trained that the doctors knew more about my body than I did. So I took their drugs. And the problem wasn't getting better. The problem was getting worse and worse and worse. And one night, I looked at the bowl and it was filled with blood. And I realized this is not food poisoning. And this is a really serious thing. And I lost a tremendous amount of weight. The doctors were talking about, oh, we're going to have to cut your colon out if this continues and you're a high risk for cancer and all these things. And I'm like, 19 years old, you don't want to hear stuff like this. So I don't know what to do. And I decided to investigate. And somebody told me that the food I ate had a lot to do with my so-called condition. So doing what I was trained to do at that time, I asked my doctor, is there any connection between the food I'm eating and my condition? And she said, no, there are no medical studies to prove there's any connection between the food you're eating and your condition, which I found kind of odd because she never asked me what I was eating. But she said there's no medical studies to prove there was any connection between it. So I figured there wasn't. But I was getting sicker. I wasn't getting better. And I was seeing her more and more. And some people will accept that, and because they have insurance, they won't think much about that, but it's keeping me from working and making money and becoming rich, right? So this isn't getting in the way of my plan of life. So I met somebody and they said that food had something to do with my condition. So here my doctor was telling me food had nothing to do with it. And this person was telling me food did have something to do with it. Now, I'm trained to listen to my doctor, but my doctor is not getting the results I want. And this person that told me that, they're pretty healthy. So I decided to go on a little experiment. This person told me if I eliminated dairy products from my diet, my condition would begin to heal. And to be honest, I didn't even know what dairy products was at the time. I knew it was milk because it said right there in a container, dairy milk. But I didn't know it was ice cream and butter and cheese and all these things. And I realized the majority of my diet had dairy in it. So I asked my doctor specifically, is there any connection between consuming dairy and my condition? And my doctor said, there are no medicals to study to prove there's any connection between consuming dairy and your condition. So that's when I went on this experiment. I decided I was going to go against my doctor's advice. Without telling my doctor, I was going to eliminate dairy from my diet to see what would happen. And I began to feel better. And that's when I made two connections. One connection was that my diet did have something to do with my health. And the other connection I made was my doctor doesn't know everything about health. I was like, wow, this is amazing. So this person told me if I stopped consuming animals, my condition would continue to heal. So I wanted to be sure about this. So I asked my doctor, I said, is there any connection between consuming animals and my condition? And she said, there's no medical studies to prove there's any connection between consuming animals and my condition. So continuing this experiment, I decided I was going to eliminate eating animals from my diet and see what would happen. So I eliminated the animals and my condition continued to heal. Now I'm thinking this doctor's amazing. Everything she told me to do, I do the opposite and I'm getting better. And I tell you, if you want to be the healthiest person around, go to the most popular doctor you can find. And whatever they say, do the opposite. So, and I hope there aren't any doctors watching. Now, some doctors are truly amazing and a blessing. I think an emergency room is a very smart thing to do if you truly have an emergency. If I get in a car accident, don't tell me to eat an apple, send me to the hospital emergency room. But I realize if I put something in my body that creates an illness, the answer isn't taking some drug to deal with that illness. The answer is to stop what's causing the pain. you know, eliminate the problem. I realized health doesn't begin from my air to my diet. It begins with what I eliminate. And if I eliminate the problem, what's causing the problem's going to go away. So realizing that, you know, I continued on this path and I became a vegan, something called a vegan, which is somebody that doesn't eat any animals, anything that comes from an animal, and don't talk to anyone who does. No, no, I'm just kidding. I still spoke to people that ate animals, but I decided to listen to this person that had all this great health and seemed wisdom and stop listening to my doctor. And I continued to get better. I asked my doctor, will a vegan diet help me? And she said, again, there are no medical studies to prove any connection between your diet and this condition. At this point, I'm not interested in medical studies. I'm interested in success and health. And I'm starting to feel better now. So I became a vegan, but I didn't know any better. I was eating vegan junk food, vegan ice cream, you know, vegan candies, thinking, oh, I'm doing great. And it wasn't great, but it was much better than what I was doing. But I wanted complete healing, not just some healing. So I asked my doctor, I said, is there any, all these questions and stuff. And I started seeing her less and I was feeling better. And then somebody told me stress had a lot to do with my condition. And if I eliminated the stress from my life, then I'd probably be completely better. So I wanted to be sure about this. So I asked my doctor, is there any connection between stress and my condition? Take a wild guess what she told me. She said, there's no medical studies to prove there's any connection between stress and your condition. So now I knew I had to reduce the stress in my life. So the first thing I did to reduce the stress in my life was I eliminated my doctor. Right away, I felt better. Now, I know I'm from New York, so I don't want to confuse some of you. I didn't eliminate my doctor. I just stopped going to visit her. And I decided I'd have to get away from my stressful environment living in New York City and get away from stressful people and stressful things. And I looked all over the world of a place to live. And I chose to move to South Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida. And I moved down there. When I got down there, I saw a van passing my house. And on the side of the van, it said Hippocrates Health Institute. Now, I didn't know how to say it at the time. I was like, Hippocrates? I didn't know. But that's what it said. And it kept passing my house. And I'm thinking, why is that person following me? Because I kept seeing that van every day. And one day, and I wasn't completely better. I was much better. But one day I followed the van to see where it was going. And it went to a health food store. This was the first day of my life I've ever been to a real health food store. Now, I've been to some fake health food stores up to that point, but I don't want to focus on a negative. So I'm not going to give you the names of these fake health food stores. I'm just going to give you the initials, GNC. Understand, folks, if it doesn't have produce in there, it's not a health food store. A vitamin shop is not necessarily a health food store. A health food store has produce in it, fresh produce, organic produce. So I'm seeing what's happening. The van pulls up to the store and the back door swing open very slowly. And I see about maybe five or six of the most sickly looking people I've ever seen in my life practically fall out of the back of the van. And then this healthy looking guy comes out of the front of the van and he starts walking towards the store and they're trying to keep up with him, following him in a line. Now I'm very curious, wanted to know what is going on. So I tagged along the back of the line, hoping this man couldn't count too well. And he stopped at the front of the health food store and he turns around and he says, I'm going to tell everybody the greatest things to eat in the health food store for great health and the worst things to eat. And I'm going to explain this all to you. And at the time I was thinking, I was like, I hope he doesn't take us over to the produce section because I hated the taste of fruits and vegetables. I was doing well with my vegan junk foods and so on, but I didn't want to eat fruits and vegetables because I never liked them growing up. But again, my ultimate goal here being, I want to make a lot of money and this illness is getting in the way of my life. So I got to do something with it. Well, he walks in and guess where he walks to? He walks right over to the produce department And he says, here it is, fruits and vegetables. This is what's going to get you better from all your ailments. And I'll never forget, I looked him right in the eyes and I said, what happens if we don't like the taste of fruits and vegetables? What are we supposed to do? And he looked me right in the eye and he said, who are you? I guess he found out I wasn't part of the little group that I should have been. And I said, well, my name is Paul, and I have something called inflammatory bowel disease. And the doctor said the only way to completely get better from this is to cut out my colon. That's crazy, I thought. And he agreed with me. And it turns out this van was from a place that I had moved next to called the Hippocrates Health Institute here in West Palm Beach, Florida. And they were teaching people how to get better from diseases by eliminating all processed food, even cooked food, and eating raw fruits and vegetables. And I had never heard something like this before. So I went there and I read some books in their bookstore, and I actually read testimonials from people that got better of all sorts of illnesses, from candida to cancer and everything in between, even colitis and Crohn's disease and my diseases. I was like, wow. This information was amazing, but I couldn't make such a drastic change without hearing it from one more person to be convinced about this. So I called my doctor up in New York City to see what she thought about it. I said, I'm going to get completely better by eating only raw fruits and vegetables. And I asked her, will this work from getting better from my condition? Take a wild guess what she told me. There are no medical studies to show this would work. In fact, she gave me so much confidence to keep on this path by saying, it is very bad for me to eat this way. So I knew I was on the right path since I was doing the opposite of everything she told me. And I went on this raw food diet and I got completely healed from my condition. And I was like, wow, this is truly amazing. It works. And I started telling everyone about this, and people thought, that guy's crazy. So I said, I can't live here. Everyone they'd call me the crazy guy. So I had to go somewhere where I fit in, and people didn't think I was crazy. And I ended up moving back to New York City, and I fit in quite fine there. And I thought, I'm not going to tell anyone about this. I'm just going to do this myself, and that's going to be the end of it. And I remember I was riding the subway one morning going to exercise. It was like 4 a.m. in the morning. And I saw a young lady on the subway. I was like, wow. It was just me and her in the subway car at 4 o'clock in the morning in New York City. And I'm going to talk to that young lady. And I'll never forget. I said to her, excuse me, what are you doing on a train at 4 o'clock in the morning? It turns out she wasn't a young lady. She was a grandmother. And she was working for the New York City Subway Authority system. I was like, well, how do you look so young if you're a grandmother? And when she gave me the answer, I thought I was on Candid Camera, which is an old show that used to capture people reactions in certain situations. She said she was on a raw vegan diet. And I was like, wow. And I don't know why I whispered there in the subway at 4 a.m. in the morning. I said, is anyone else in New York doing this? And she told me there was a raw food, a support group where people can go to and they can eat this way. And it supported them and asked their questions and everything else. So I went to that group. And after a while, I started teaching that group. And then I just wanted other people to easily learn how to eat raw fruits and vegetables. I picked up a few recipe books. There weren't many at the time. And then I actually wrote a book about raw fruits and vegetables and my experience. And I started meeting people from all over the world that had been doing this for many, many years. Now, this was a long time ago, but they had already been doing this for many, many years. And I was like, wow, this is absolutely amazing. There are people living on just fruits and vegetables. And I had never heard anything like this. And they're thriving while most people are just barely surviving. And I met people on all sorts of, that had all sorts of illnesses that had gotten better. So I was like, wow. And you might be thinking, well, we want to hear about how you became rich overnight. Why are you talking about your whole story of health and so on? Well, here I was at the time, a Jewish person who kind of had an atheist belief, but my belief started to change now because I was like, wow, you know, I got healed. I was literally, the doctors would tell me I was going to die at a young age. I was at high risk for cancer at 20 years old. And it was like a walking death. I was like, wow. And so I became like what you would call as agnostic, I guess. Now I said, okay, there must be a God, but I didn't believe what it was. I was looking at all these different paths and doing the best of everything and or the most liking of everything. And I was like, wow, studying all these different belief systems around the world and just getting into some weird stuff. But here I was, you know, without this disease, without this illness. And disease is another word, by the way, for discomfort. So many people, there's so much attached to words. And when people say the word dis-ease, automatically their mind, the mind is very powerful. And you hear you got a disease, you can give yourself a disease by thinking, wow, I'm going to die, because that's what we connect to the word disease. But basically it was a discomfort or stress. If a doctor tells you have a disease, you're like, oh, I got to make plans, my life is over. But if a doctor tells you you have some stress or discomfort, you're like, I know, that's why I'm here, doc. I want to get better. So there's a lot of stuff connected to words. So I learned how to make a whole bunch of healthy raw recipes. I became a raw food chef. I opened up a restaurant and I started working in restaurants. And I wrote books trying to tell these people these things and all this stuff. And I remember I wasn't reaching as many people as I wanted to reach. And I'm like, I need to get on TV. I need to have an infomercial or something like that where people are really going to get this message. And at the time, there was a lady out called Susan Powder, and she had some infomercial on late night TV that was doing great. And there was also the Juice Man. Remember the Juice Man, the guy with the thick eyebrows and all that energy? It's like, I'm going to have an infomercial on TV that's going to help people get better, and I'm going to share my story and everything else. Have any of you seen that? Have any of you seen it? That's because it hasn't happened yet. I once asked that question and somebody said they saw it. I'm like, really? That must be a prophecy because it didn't happen. But maybe one day it will. But I decided the next best thing was to write a book until that happened. And I reached people with the book and so on. And things were going well. And in the meantime, at that time, I had gotten married and I was making money on my making some money. Everything seemed to be going great, but something was missing. Something was not right. And then I was teaching at a place in Michigan. So I was at this place in Michigan, and it was called the Yahweh Wellness Center. And I gave my lecture, and I was talking about a lot about fasting and praying and all this stuff. And at the end of my lecture, a man came up to me and he said, I want to talk to you. And I said, well, what about? He said, well, your book talks about a lot of things and it's a good health book, but I got the best health book in the world. And at the time, and even now, I'm not interested in new health books because a lot of these new ideas are around businesses, making money, multi-level and all this stuff. And I'm really, when it comes to health, I take this seriously, and I want to learn what works historically, not just to make money, but like what's really getting people better so people aren't sick. And, you know, so I like the old time health books, and that's where I learned a lot of the information I learned about health was from the old times. I was learning about eating healthy and just getting back to the simplicity of these things, not having to spend money on machines and supplements and things like this, but just eating the fruits and vegetables and eliminating the processed food and getting better and being healthy. And I was doing this, and this fellow said, yo, I got a book that's older than, you know, a very old health book. I says, well, if it's a health book, it must be talking about eating fruits and vegetables. Does the health book you're recommending talk about eating fruits and vegetables? He said, it absolutely does. I said, well, does it have testimonials of people that lived there a long time? He says, absolutely it does. It's like, wow. You know, there's a talk about reducing stress, you know, and negative people from your life. He said, absolutely it does. Oh, well, what's the book? He goes, I'm only going to give you the book if you promise me you're going to read it. I said, well, I'm interested in health. I want to read it. He gave me the book and I looked at it. It was the Bible. And I handed the book back to him and said, no, thank you. I'm not interested in that. He said, well, why not? You just said you were interested in health. I said, yes, but that's religion. He says, I said, this can't talk about health. He goes, well, why don't you read it and find out for yourself? So to actually prove him wrong, I decided I was going to read the book to prove him wrong. And right away, I saw in a scripture, Genesis 1:29, it said, the food for man is fruits and vegetables. And then I saw people living hundreds of years. And they were living and they were resting and not getting stressed out. And negative people weren't part of the lives. And they were just thinking positive. And I was like, wow. So I kept reading the book. And I was like, wow. And then something that changed my life and far beyond any diet or anything else could. I remember I was somewhere and I asked somebody, where should I start reading in this book? Like really get into the gist of this and read. And at the time, I remember I didn't know what to do or where to read or anything else. And I was somewhere around the world. And then I ended up getting in a bookstore and I got a translation of the scriptures and I was reading it and they said, start with the Gospel of John. I had no idea what that meant. And I started reading and I read about this amazing man who was healing people. Blind people were seeing, sick people overcoming the diseases. But the thing that really got me was dead people were coming alive. Dead people were coming alive. I've been to many doctors. I've spoken to surgeons. I've been to many people at alternative health and non-alternative health. No one was healing people the way this man was. And this is how I became rich overnight. A Jewish man who was lost, diseased, sick, with no understanding or clarity in what I should be following in life, decided to accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as his Messiah. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Mary Lee from Vera Web Consulting. We help businesses design smarter processes using AI where it helps while keeping people at the center. It starts with a strategic assessment. We study how your organization works, then build AI and digital tools that support your team, not replace it. Whether it's automation, decision support, or systems that talk to each other, we make it work for you. Visit VeraWebConsulting.com or call 772-268-2072 to schedule your assessment.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.